Blog Talk Radio.
Wildfires exploding in the southwest and the state of emergency in Arizona. The tunnel fire burning for more than 20,000 acres. Kelly Hartog has the latest.
Whoa, whoa. Look at the world, look at the tragedy. Trust in your word, waiting on the majesty. Keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. He opened our eyes, all but we glad to see. He sending floods and fire, tornadoes and earthquakes is coming alive. You sit in the place, will you survive? Esau is falling, Jacob on the rise. Cause we got the most high, we got the most high. We got the most high, we got the most high. Look at the tragedy, keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. Look at the world, look at the tragedy, keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. We got the most high, we got the spirit of Joseph, for famine is coming, I hope you prepare. He about to steal everybody that's dead. The Israelites waking up out of the dead. The prophets wrote about it, how can we hear? Protecting by the Father, why should we fear? Psalm 91 is all in my head. 1 and 6, we almost there. This is the season, pray without season. Judging the herb by the thing out of Eden. 400 years we've been struggling, breathing. Going back home, this time we ain't leaving. Devil is man making war with the saints. Put that in our temple, he know that we ain't. Trust in this system, we know that we can't. Babylon falling and starting to stink. Like yeah, we know Messiah is coming in the air. Destruction is coming, feel it in the air. We got the most high, so why should we fear? Keep the commandments, salvation is near. War without father, our father, they dead. If you live in wicked, then he would not spare. We blow the trumpet, hoping that you win. We blow the trumpet, hoping that you win. Look at the tragedy, trust in your word. Waiting on the majesty, keep the command. Make sure he ain't mad at me. He opened our eyes, all but we glad to see. He's sending floods and fire. Tornadoes and earthquakes is coming alive. You sit in the place, will you survive? Esau is falling, Jacob on the rise. Cause we got the most high. 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 Look at the world. Look at the tragedy. Keep the command. Make sure he ain't mad at me. Look at the world. Look at the tragedy. Keep the command. Make sure he ain't mad at me. We got the most high. Time is ticking. Messiah is coming. Look at the wicked. They about to get punished. You sold the children of Israel. Messiah is dragging us out of this hell. He's sending them players, but he gon' protect us. Standing up, he won't neglect us. He threw us away, but he about to catch us. Back up his, they getting extra. He made a promise to Abraham. Fulfilling his word, we seen it now. The place where they serve, I'm taking it down. He about to free everybody that's bound. Why they awaken the rain for the Father? He sending famines and he sending lava. All but we know that nobody can stop you. They not repenting like you ain't a problem. Look at the tragedy, trust in your word. Waiting on the majesty. Command. Make sure he ain't mad at me. He opened our eyes, all but we glad to see. He's sending floods and fire. Tornadoes and earthquakes is coming alive. You sit in the place, will you survive? Esau is falling, Jacob on the rise. We got the most high. 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 Look at the world, look at the tragedy, keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. Look at the world, look at the tragedy, keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. We got the most high.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, we do. We have the most high. Yes, we do. Amen. Amen. Shalom, family. Is the Shabbat door open yet? It's starting to open. It's starting to open. Shabbat door is open and the sun is setting, although it's been set here all day long here in Baltimore, Maryland. It's been overcast, raining all day, but still, you can always tell when the sun is still setting, right? We can always tell, even though there's overcast. Shabbat shalom, Yeshua out. Shabbat shalom, world. Shabbat shalom, Abiyah. Ariel, the brother, bringing you Hebrew culture, that is Hebrew culture, by the way of Kol Elohim, here in Baltimore, Maryland, coming out of the congregation of Beth Yahweh. with the last segment of Etkanik Nefesh, A Trained Mind, with the last segment of Etkanik Trained Mind. But before I get to talking and then rambling and getting into things and the last lesson, let me open up with a prayer, because prayer is definitely needed and definitely the best way to start anything that you do. I don't care what it is. If you want to eat a piece of candy, pray over it first, because this world is a wicked world. The best way to start anything. Hallelujah. Opening up the Shabbat door once again, Father. Thank you for all those who are coming in, Father. Thank you for keeping those, Father. Abba. Sometimes all I can say to you is just to call, Father. That's all I can say at times. Sometimes my heart is overwhelmed and so heavy and don't have the words or the mindset, the emotions is running everywhere, the spirit is running everywhere, and at times I just ask for your Ruach, as you said in your word, to pray for us, Abba, we need you now. We need you as always, Father Yah. We need you to touch each and every word, each and every person in the congregation of Beth Yahweh. We need you to touch the family of the brother Jeff. Keep them, Father. Keep everybody around them, Father. And Father, we're not losing hope, Father, until we hear something definitely, because we know that you are a God of possibility. You are a God of miracles, Father. You're a mighty one of miracles, and you can bring anything to pass, Father. So we ask and pray that it be your will, Father, that this young man be found, Father. That it be your will, within your will, Father, that this young man be found, Father. Father, yeah, I also pray for Naomi, Father, that you continue to strengthen her, continue to make her heart stronger, Father. Continue to strengthen her family, her father, her mother, her sisters, her brothers, Father, and her extended family, Father, Beth Yahweh, Father, for all those who pray and love her as well, Father, and for our spiritual leader, Father, Rabbi Yaakiel, Father, that you continue keeping him hedged up, Father, keeping him within your bosom, close to you, Abiyah, close to you, Father, as you continue to grow him, Father, strengthen him, Father, as you continue to strengthen him, Father, arm him, Father, more and more with your word, Father. So when he stand and speak in the name of Yahushua, and anything that comes his way will be moved out of the way, Father. Father, we ask and pray for Ema, Father, that you continue and strengthen her, Father, continue to bring her back to the fold, Father. And once we do come back together, Father, if it's thy will, Father, that we all see each other's smiling faces, Father. And there will be no heavy hearts, Father, because we know this world. We know this world that you put us in, Father, that you have us in. You have us walking within this wilderness, Father. But as in the wilderness, all Israel had to do was follow your lead, and that will be all right. Just listen to your command, Father. So we ask and pray for hear the word, for us to do the word, Father, to follow your command, Father, to allow you to lead Yisrael, your people, Father. And for all those who I have not named, Father, you know who they are, for the household of Yahweh, for your house, Father, for Beth Yahweh, Father, each and every member, Father, touched, healed in any capacity, any way that we need it, Father. But we know your word, Father. Eya Asha Eya, you will be whatever we need you to be, Father. So I'm praying on behalf of Beth Yahweh that you touch each and every member in there, Father. And not just on the behalf of Beth Yahweh, on the whole nation of Yisrael, the Yisrael of Yah, Father. Those who you know, who you have called out and set upon a mission in this world, Father. So I pray for all those, Father Yah. In your holy and precious son name, Yahushua. Amen. Hallelujah. So are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. I'm praying and hoping that I'm sounding well and everything is coming through clear, which is always a good thing. Amen. Well, Israel, we're in Kephas position right now. Go back to the story of when Yahushua was walking on the water. Toda Aki, Toda. And he asked Yahushua, could he come out? And as he stepped out on that rocky, that wavy water, that water that was going all over the place, as long as he kept his eyes on Yahushua, he did not sink. We find ourselves in this position a lot in this life that we go through, Israel. Find ourselves in Brother Kepha's position, trying to keep our eyes on Yahushua as the waves push us back and forth, as the water beats upon us. And that's this world. We're going to do that. But as Kepha took his eyes off of Yahushua, and sometimes we do the same thing. We take our eyes. But what did Yahushua do? He reached down and he grabbed them. We missed that part. We always talk about that Kepha takes his eyes off of Yahushua. But Yahushua reached down and grabbed them, pulled them on up. Come on, brother, stay with me. Stay, keep your eyes on me. Yes, the waves going to be. Yes, the ocean's going to roar. The water is powerful. But it ain't more powerful than me. You remember the time we was in that boat? Y'all was scared, thought the boat was going to capsize. And I'm in there sleeping like a baby, just legs crossed, chilling and nothing going on. And y'all up there afraid. And I got up and what I say? You woke us up. Y'all woke me up. What y'all say? Master, you going to let us die? What do you say? Peace, be still. And he chastised me. Oh, you're a little faith again. Believe. Believe. I'm here in the boat with you. What I'm going to let happen to you? I'm out here in the sea with you. I'm out here in this rough water with you. Nothing happened. I thought my head. And everything that happened is not because a direct consequence of something somebody did wrong. We have to go back and listen to this, what Abba gave Yahkel in the book of Ecclesiastes. And what I loved about it is because for many years, you know, for me as a believer, you know, you walking down the hall, you stomp your toe, first thing you do, oh, Abba, what I do wrong? Nothing. You just was walking down the hallway. You wasn't looking and you stomped your toe. So the course of life, things are going to happen. But no matter what happens, we cannot take our eyes off of Abba Yah. We cannot take our eyes off of him. We have to stay on him. We have to. Because even if we're singing, we got to call out to him. We have to call out to him. Yeah, Kepha started drowning. He realized he was drowning. Yahushua! Come on, get on up here. Come on. You took your eyes off me, didn't you? Yeah, I did. I knew you were. I know you were. That's us. You take your eyes off Yahushua every now and then. He got to get us about out a drowning situation. Each situation, each experience, and each time he saves us, builds us, makes us stronger, make our faith stronger. Times that he need us to rally around one another too, to be that force field of faith around that one brother or sister that is fallen, to come on that that oneness, to continue to pray for one another, and not just in times of troubles, but each and every day. But we all know, each believer know how hard this walk is and the struggles that we ourselves go through. Every night, I pray for Beth Yahweh. Every night, every morning, I pray for Beth Yahweh. Pray constantly for my brothers and sisters, my family. I pray constantly. Each and every one of us, that should be a main thing that we do every time we pray. We know how hard it is to be a believer. It's cakewalk, but it's not a cakewalk, if you can understand what I'm saying. He said, I wouldn't put too much on you that you can't handle. But a lot of times that the word needs to be explained in a way to us through life. And that was the basis of Ecclesiastes. The word was explained to us in life experiences. Brother Shlomo, Brother Solomon, everything he talked about, he witnessed, he experienced. Everything. So let's not discount these life experiences, no matter what they are. No matter what they are. Everything Brother Shlomo went through, he was able to write about. And that's when the wisdom that Abba Yah gave him really kicked in. Same thing with Brother Shaul. You know, he thought he was an educated man. He thought that he knew Torah. He thought he knew Torah. It wasn't until the wisdom of Yahushua became a part of him. And he said, I count it all for dung. Now I know. Now when I look back and see some things, what that meant in the Torah, I lived through that. You'll be able, and I truly can't wait till we get these classes going. And in these classes, we truly open up so we can be able to bounce off of one another experiences and gain the wisdom from one another life experiences. And me and Brother Harrell was talking earlier about a tape that I had sent out earlier to the priest. And majority of the things the dude was talking about, and he was a psychologist about the mind, came straight out of Torah, came straight out of the Word of Yahweh. 90% of it. He just flipped it and used it in another way and said it in another way, maybe in what we would call layman's terms, how he said it, so people can get it. And me and the brother was talking, like, sometimes the Word of Yahweh need to be explained in layman's terms or in experience terms, like the father or the mother telling the child, don't touch that iron, it's hot. Hey, stop playing over here, it's hot. Ah, all you hear is crying. Now the child understands that that's hot. But, and we got to talking about how the Talmud wasn't actually a bad thing, because Israel always had a oral teaching. We always sat around as Israel and we talked. We talked about a verse. We talked about an scripture. And but the thing that when the ray was our forefathers start making that law, start making that Torah, and start making that what the people should be governed by. No, the Torah is what we should be governed by. That's it, in a nutshell. But we have always sat around and expound on Torah through life experiences. Through life experiences. And if you really pay attention to it, that's what the whole Torah is about. A whole bunch of life experiences that people been through. A whole bunch of life experiences. Scripture says this about Yahushua. he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. And so on. People learned from this life of experience. And one of the main things we ought to be learning is ourselves, our triggers, our things that really gets under our skin, our things that really bother us. Are we an impulsive person? Are we a narcissistic person? Are we a passive aggressive person? We could actually be all those things, but we can't stay those things. And once we find out which one of these people and what we are as a person, we allow the Torah to change us. We allow the Spirit of Yahushua to do experiences through living life and staying close to Yahushua. We allow that to change us. We allow that to dig up, to root up, to tear down, right? And then Yahweh can rebuild, right? He can replace and rebuild. But the first thing, as was told to me by Rabbi Yaakov, is us, the ones that got to be rooted up, tore down, and rebuild. It's us. And our thinking. And one of the things that the guy was talking about, and not just him, another psychologist, I believe he's a psychologist, Jordan Peterson, he talks about the shadow man a lot. But the shadow man is no different than what our believers in Romans 7 or 8, what Paul said about this inner law, right? Paul said the same thing, but they call it the shadow man. And then on top of that, they want us to be able to tap in to the shadow man every now and then. And one of the thoughts that he was given is human beings need to tap into that evil. We need to be able to tap into the evil in us every now and then so we won't be so passive-aggressive. Now, that right there bears a question, because I had to sit and think about that, because that may be the next teaching. And one of the thoughts that Abba was working with me was becoming a monster, right? But not in of what we see a monster is. Not what we see, rah, tearing up everything, blah, 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 no. Having a control theory about yourself. Having I know I could do damage, but I'm humble. I know I can really hurt you if I want to, but no, that's not what Abba want me to do. So do you? He don't want me to get to the point where though I'm steady pounding you, boom, boom, pounding you. No. Main purpose was just to subdue you at this time. But there is such a thing as a righteous kill. But we're not talking, that's not the route we're going tonight, that one. We were just talking about the word of Yahweh, right? We were just talking about the many avenues that the word of Yahweh takes us down. Matter of fact, not many. I'm sorry about that. Every aspect of life, the word of Yahweh takes us down. Every aspect, every direction, anything that you want to say about life, the word of Yahweh talks about. The word of Yahweh directs us, gives us instructions on every aspect of it. He even said about when the children was in the wilderness, about how they used the bathroom. Leave it up to them on which way, how they can use the bathroom and what they could do with their defecation. He ain't leave it up to us in the wilderness. No, you're not. I'm walking through that. You're going to take that outside the camp. You can go do your business outside the camp. Don't nobody want to smell that. Me, because I got to walk through the camp. Me, my angels got to walk through the camp. Got to walk through the camp. So, he knew that up to him. So every aspect of life, the Torah covers. The word of Yahweh covers every aspect. He didn't leave it up to us. But he did give us a choice if we want to hold on to it. If we want it to be our guide in this wilderness. Let me get into tonight's lesson. It may not be that long, family. I don't know. But and this last one is called Dominion and Power. Dominion and Power. And one of another thing that came across my mind and this week and the thoughts that Abba took me and the things that he allowed me to see. Because I take all that into consideration. Everything that he allowed me to see and read, I bring all that to Shabbat with me. All those experiences of my week, even my arguments, even my ups and downs, even my talks that I had with my brothers, the talks that I had with my son, the talks I had with my wife, my daughters, which all of them are raised. If you pay attention to what they're saying, a lot of time they're talking about their day-to-day or their week-to-week experiences. Because we're human beings. And where else we going to pull from? Because we all share that in common, right? Life experiences. So we pull from the life experiences each and every time we sit down and talk. Matter of fact, Abba Yah, he pulled from it. All right. I knew you was in this conversation, you was in that conversation, you saw this video, you saw that video. Okay, you listen to this teaching. Bring this out. So you hear that within the Moray's teaching, these life experiences of every day. Every day. And then good or bad. Good or bad. Because Abba don't want us to hold nothing back. He don't want us to hold nothing back. Even more if they bad. Because there's someone out there maybe beating themselves up about the same situation that I've been through this week. And may be on the brink of letting go. But if I can bring out a story about myself and lay my life on the altar, maybe they can say this feel the same. Hey, that brother was teaching. He up there. He telling his life story. He running things out of his mouth that I would have never said out of my mouth about myself. And what we're supposed to do, especially our weaknesses. Especially our weaknesses. So everybody else can be strengthened. Especially when we overcame these things. We have repented of these things. We lay it down on the altar and tell the people that we have repented, we have overcame, and the people, hallelujah, I could do the same thing. That brother, that sister, they did it. I can do it. So we do, we bounce these experiences off one another, and we learn from one another. And dominion and power is what we're going to talk about today. That's what he gave us. He gave us dominion and he gave us power. Dominion and power. And we're going to find out why he gave us dominion and power. But again, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. Starting and going back to 1 Corinthians, and I will be reading out of the King James because with the Strong Concordance, I'll be looking up a few things tonight, family. So I'll be looking up a few things. And if you have your Strong Concordance with you, we can go along together. So that's 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. But as it is written, not seen, he heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Yah hath prepared for them that love him. The more I read this, the more I see what he's really saying. The more I take into my spirit of what he's really saying. And you use that Rolodex in your mind and you just go back through life situations and you see how people, they look at you like you're a fool. They look at you like you don't know what you're talking about. They look at you like, look at this idiot. I remember, I don't know, was it Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Gershom Daniel, somebody told him, y'all take the Bible too serious over there. And just think of that, right? Somebody is saying that we take the word of Yahweh too serious. And we looking like, hey, you know, we didn't fall short of many a time. We didn't fall short of many a time. But the mindset of the individual who says y'all take the Bible too serious, is there any other way to take it? Is there any other thing in this world that we should take too serious over the Bible? No, it's not. It's not. So go with me, family. Listen. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Yah had prepared for them that love him. Now you fall in that category. We love him. If we love him, we fall in that category. But Yah have revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yah. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit which is in him? Even so, the things of Yah knoweth no man, but the Spirit of Yah now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of Elohim, that we might know the things that are freely given to things we also, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Spirit teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yah, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of Yahweh, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Very powerful scriptures right there. I mean, take the time and meditate on just these four Lord scriptures. Take your time and meditate. No. Seven Lord scriptures. Just take the time and meditate on them. And really hear what Abba Yah is saying about you. One of the things earlier I got a chance to just reminisce over Deuel's first lesson, and one of the first things he brought out was meditation, which was on point for me, because me and Harvell earlier that day was talking about meditation, and Deuel brought out meditation and how we ought to bring this within our lives and how we should be meditating more each and every day, taking time and space out for Abba, just to meditate on his word. And talking to my brother Harv today, he was able to expound on that for me. And it's like, we meditate all the time. You know, what he was saying, we got to remove our mind from what we see Buddha and them doing, or what you see these Hindus doing, and whatever. No, so you walking and you talking to Abba, you meditate. You reading his word, you meditating. you got some spiritual music going, and your spirit is lifted, and you lift it up. You're meditating. You're communing with Abba Yah. And one of the things he brought to mind was meditation is just being conscious of the things we think about and removing the things, as the scripture says, pulling down everything that exalts itself against Yahushua. So that's all. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and that thing. He said, well, when you come back, we're going to do it together, brother. Because I told him, I said, I'm not good at meditating. He said, don't worry about it. You know how my brother is. I got you, Aki. I'll be there. I help you out. I'm sure not going to say what you said, Aki. Don't be sitting there smiling. No, I'm not going to say what you said. But he was willing. I'm going to help you with that. Because I let the brother know, but I'm not a good meditator. I don't. If I try to sit down and meditate, all type of thoughts be running into my mind. But the way the brother broke it down and explained it to me made it a little bit more easier for me. I'm thinking you just got to sit quiet and sit down and in this position and think about Yahweh and Chitra, and that's it. No, there's the multiple ways for us to meditate, multiple ways, and I can't wait to start learning how to be a better meditator so I can help calm my mind and things when I allow the thoughts to run rampant, right? And that's the best benefit or one of the benefits of being a good meditator. We are able to control these thoughts. We're able to grab these thoughts quickly and pull them down and not easily give in to them, and you didn't gone across the street somewhere. And you didn't allow an unclean spirit to slide in, because in that thought that you got carried away in, you open up a door and he in, bam. He didn't double dutch you. Jump right on in. Because we allow thoughts to take us across the street and not pull them down under the subjection of Yahushua HaMashiach. In other words, what is these thoughts? What is thought? Thoughts are spirit. See, we got to sit and we got what Rabbi Gershom Ben Daniel tell us. Look at what you're reading. Pay attention to what you are reading. Period. What he always used to say to us, we read over things. But what is thought? What are we actually pulling down? What is thought, Ram? Spirit, right? That we didn't open up this door. We cut, get out of here in the name of Yahushua. Under subjection of Yahushua. But what we do, because they are under the subjection of Yahushua, Yahushua rules over them now. And say when he came, have you come to torment us, Yahushua? We're going to read a little something about that a little later. Gathering, we're catching these spirits that want to take us places in our mind. But actually, these unclean spirits, because we didn't open up a door. See, that right there, hear what Abba is saying to us. So, in essence, we're actually allowing doors to be opened. These thoughts. And guess who's coming in? We've been talking about the unclean spirit. Hello, the opponent. But we catch them. We bring them under the subjection of Yahushua. Get out in the name of Yahushua. And don't think that you are immune to these unclean spirits, that it do not happen to you. It do happen to all of us times. Get in and stay. We train in our mind spirits and bring them to the subjection of Yahushua. That's why they gets out. Right there. Oh, this brother, he going to go right back to it. He going back to that thought. I know he is. He going to go back. And next time he go back, Inky Binky and everybody else, come on, go up in there with me. We're going to try to hold them in that state of mind. We're going to hold them in that state of mind. And why do demons do that? Start his post today. And I'm not going to go through the whole post, but I'm going to tell you just the gist of it. The guy asked the person that posted him and had a demon on him. And do I truly believe the person had a demon on him and he was talking to a demon? I do. Do I believe that JC could have the power over him? I don't. I absolutely do not believe that. But what I do believe that Abba Yah allow his children to see these things because they gonna tell you truth. And he'll allow us to see these things and eat the meat and spit out the bone. Hear all things and hold fast to that which is true. That is the same thing. Right? So one of the things he asked, he said, well, why do you do that? And the demon said this, so we can catch them, kill them, before they have a chance to repent. So they wanted to keep us in that fallen state, in whatever state we in, that we outside of the will of Yahweh. Their goal is to keep us in that state so we will not have a chance to repent. Because they know if we repent, Abba Yah is going to forgive us. They know it. Their job, commission to do, is to keep us in that state of unrepentance. Now, we are coming up to the ultimate time of year of repentance. Sure, lay down his life and become that sacrifice. And what is it that all people had to do? I know back then, ancient times, somebody was saying, it ain't nothing. That's all right. But what is it that Israel had to do when they made these sacrifices? They had to do what? To lay their hands on whatever they were posing and confess their sins. They had to repent. Now, the ultimate time of repentance is coming because the ultimate and the final sacrifice, we sure did, was the ultimate. The ultimate time of repentance is upon us. And the new year is here. We in the, what, the third day right now? Yeah, the third day. We got, what, 12 more days to go to Pesach, to sit down and take and have that Seder, that Passover Seder. And one of the things we do not want to do is take it unworthily. We want to take it knowing that we have repented of our ways and on the road of changing how we think. That is the ultimate repentance. They don't want us to repent. They want us to keep these things bottled up. They want us to keep quiet about our hidden sins. And that's the thing we got to think about now, family. We got hidden sins. They know we got hidden sins. Demons do. Yahweh sure know we got hidden sins. That's why we pray. And I ain't talking about the ones that's hidden that we don't know we did. I'm talking about the ones that's hidden we know we do. Corners. Dark rooms. About those. And they don't want us to repent of those sins. Confess your fault one to another. Put yourself on the altar. What does scripture say? Become a living sacrifice. That is your reasonable service, to become a living sacrifice. So as we're marching and going towards Pesach, as it gets closer and closer, as we take and do the symbolism of going around and getting the leaven out of our houses, which we understand that's not the house he's talking about. Talking about this house, this temple right here. This temple. Let's get the leaven. And when we get the leaven out of the temple, we should be having a mirror up. We should be in the four-wall mirror. So wherever whatever way we look, all we see is ourselves. Guess what? For Yahweh, guess who else going to be there with you? Soul going to be there with you. So we should have a four-box mirror. Whatever way we look, to drift off in someone else's fault, in someone else's shortcomings. When we do that, that Pharisees that Yahushua talked about do not have fruit of Yahweh. Like that sinner, that publican that kneeled and wouldn't even look his eyes up towards Abba Yah to confess his sins and his sins alone, asking for forgiveness for his sins and his sins alone. Brother and sister, who you know that's in a fault, do what Torah says do. Do what Yahushua say do. Considering yourself first. Humbleness go before that sister or brother. Let that sister or brother know that you are in love coming to help them that are caught or in a fault. And you want to help them to get up because you need them in this fight. I'm sorry, but I didn't get into the lesson yet. That's all right. Ephesians. We're going to go do this tonight. Ephesians 6. We done been through before. We done been through before. Hallelujah. 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 Finally, my brethren, strong in Yahweh, power of his might, put on the whole armor, the wiles of the devil. Go back up, because I told y'all we're going to be looking up some things. We're going to be looking up some things. Look up. We ain't opened up that yet. So let's keep going. I did have this one thing on there. I don't know if I missed it or what. All right, I'm going to just keep going to Abba Yah, bring it back to mind. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahweh. There you go. I'm sorry. I did. See, what messing me up, fam, is these strong concordant words right next to it. I miss my old Bible app that I could just hit the button and then the definition to come up or the strong concordant. Now they got these. Y'all know my eyes already jumping all over the place. So now I got to read between the strong concordance. But we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. One more time, fam. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. He did say look up the word power. So we're going to look that up. And that is katros. And the Strong's Concordance and your Greek section, that's 2904. And perhaps a primary word, vigor, great, literally or figurative, dominion, mighty, power, strength. And that's where we get the word dominion from, right? And we also said define that. So you hit that dominion, you go to the Oxford Dictionary, and we're going to look up dominion from the Oxford Dictionary. Sovereignty or control, right? The second definition, the territory of a sovereign or government. And we're only going to use those two. But think about what we are reading. The first thing he said, foundly, brother, be strong in Yahweh and in the dominion, Yahweh, his sovereignty. Be strong in that, in his power, in his dominion. What is Abba Yah's dominion? Yahushua today. We know Abba Yah is the king. We know Abba Yah is sitting on the throne. But right now, Yahushua is his representative. Yahushua is worthy to be called the king as well. He's not the king, and I'm hoping I'm not confusing nobody. But Yahushua is right now in power. Scripture says when he has done the work that his Father has given him, then he's going to turn everything over back to his Father. That's why we have the story of Pharaoh and Joseph, because it may be some I don't know about that, brothers, on the line. So we always got to use scripture to back up scripture. You don't need no outside sources. He says, be strong in my dominion. What is his dominion? The earth is his footstool. It is. The fullness thereof. What is the one of the first things in the armor he's telling us about? Before we get to it, dominion. I know they'll have a facade going on. I know that he has the people's mind as if it's his, but no. Especially after what Yahushua have done about him, all power in heaven. We're going to read that. That's in Matthew. We're going to read that a little later. But the first thing he says is to go in my dominion. Everything in here is mine. And if you belong to my son, it's yours as well. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to the wiles of the devil. What is he talking about with the wiles of the devil? So we can stand. It's this armor that we're putting on. We have to stand. He's talking about being knocked down or fall down. And what happened to Kappa? Yahushua helped them up. Right? So let's look up. He said look up the wiles. Look up wiles. And what is that? Because remember, this is what we are fighting against. This is what he's telling us. Look, y'all down there, and when y'all fighting against something that, if it ain't for me, y'all gonna lose. Y'all are going to lose. We will all will be in unrepentance if it wasn't for Yahushua. And that is methodia. Okay. And that is in your Strong's Concordance, G3180, Greek section, G3180, from a compound of G3326 and G3593, method, traveling over, that is, wow, lie and wait, a method. And one of the things, I tell you, if we pay attention, fam, I'm sorry because I got this so much on my mind and I just need to calm it. If we just pay attention to everything that happened to us, I'll be used. And that's one of the things that the demon was saying. One of the things the demon kept saying from the woman is, our plan. And for those who do not believe or don't believe that Hillel has a plan, the opponent has a long thought out, well thought about plan, a method of action. Believe that. We don't know that and understand plan that has been in effect for thousands of years. Here it is, we just, these mere mortals who just came about, got to go up against that, and we believe that we narcissists and we don't believe in God and we're going to be able to stand. No, you are not going to be able to stand. And this entity is far more intelligent than you are. Or 100 million times more wisdom than we can ever have. Only wisdom, the only way that we outstand your Mashiach. It has been a long, and as the demon was saying, and he was talking about, well, what about the people? And they're just our pawn. Use them throughout history. And if you pay attention, go back, just read the word, and just pay attention to how this course of life has been going. See Hillel's hand in it. You'll be able to see how it looked chaotic. Chaotic. It looked out of whack. It looked like it's a whole bunch of confusion, but it's not. Right. Or your significant other, your brother, whoever it is you get into an argument with. Or the last time you've been in an argument with. Try to retrace the steps and go back and see how it started. See what led up to the big blowout. Go back and see how your emotions were. What happened to your emotions? What happened? And what took you there, as they would say, right? Go back. Trace your steps. Because even when we have these facts, there is a thought-out plan that brought you to that. Then it may not even be for that moment right there. It could be for something down the line. Say this thing. Got it. Very carefully thought out. And the only way we as believers through Yahushua HaMashiach, I will not say that enough, cannot say that enough. The only way we as believers can escape it is through Yahushua HaMashiach. And even times we fall prey to the plan of the devil, of the opponent. Listen to that, though. Think about that. Ponder on that. Look in the mirror when you do it. We fall prey to the plan of, think of it, here's a situation. Here's something that happened. Yahushua said, I must die. I must go up to Jerusalem and die. Kepha. Old big bad Kepha Peter. Hold up now. Yahushua, you ain't going up nowhere and die. I ain't going to let you go up there and die. You ain't going up there and die. In his mind, I'm doing a good thing. I don't want my Savior. I don't want this man right here who I done fell in love with, who I adore, to die. Don't go up there and die. Have no salvation. That was mine. And door was open. Bam, Hillel slides in. Slides in. Go ahead and let him know. Drop. I don't know for sure, but I know mine would. I know my heart dropped. That old saying, want to get away at a time. I've been sitting there when my rabbis was looking directly at me, and I know they was talking directly to me. Gave them a word, and I was sitting there like, you want to get away? Yes, I do. With that look on your face, feeling in your heart sinks to your bones. Blessed and lucky if you ever got one of them direct looks in your face. Eyes right there. Count yourself blessed. What does scripture say? He chastised them that he loved. High tail out of here with my tail between my legs. Took that, them blows, hurt on that road. Today, I understand that was Yahweh's love for me. And I meant both of them. They looked straight at me. I know they were talking to me. I know what happened, what was about. Straight tongue lash. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at them while we're going to finish that out. We're going to go to G3326. Meta. Let's go down. Something should come straight to mind. And that is in G3326, Meta, a primary position often used as a verbally properly donating component, aim, local or casual, modified variants, according to the case, genitive case, accusation, or accusative case, with which it is joined, occupying an intermediate position between, and it just goes on and on and on and on. You can read all that for yourself. But meta, what comes to mind when you hear meta? Something got to come to our mind because the world just got shown something in this last year that's about to come online. Be dealing with people's minds. Meta, Facebook. We could just go and look up half the stuff they put out there for us. I guarantee they got some ancient evil thing behind it. I guarantee it. It's out there to us as if it's something new and we just brought it out of the sky. No, they do, nothing is done under the sun, just happenstance. It is great thought into these things. They just don't come up with this name and set it off there, bam, matter. Takes us back to what the scripture talks about, the wiles of the devil. Takes us back to that. Yahweh showing us. Back. Nothing happened in this world, family. Nothing. World. Allow orchestrating it. One or the other. And the beauty about when Abba orchestrates that he just go right over or right through Hillel's plan. Because as my brother Daniel brings out, he is the master chess player. Hillel don't have enough moves. Yahweh. The world, your child gonna outwit you. You done taught him everything. Everything you taught him, everything he know, but not everything you know. Right? and you go do a move on them. You're like, oh, daddy, I didn't know you know that. He teach you that one. I ain't going to teach you everything. That's allowed. That's move on, fam. I'm sorry. But, again, it's a road. When you go back to the first definition, it's a road. It's a course of life. The wiles of the devil point us back to a course of life, a road that word up the wiles. On a road. And as the demon said, a road to unrepentance. A road to unrepentance. And the thing, the demon got mad at the man for asking him, how do we fix this thing? He got mad. He said, he asked the demon, could you repent? The demon got pissed at that. And you have to think as a believer, why would a demon get so mad at a human being able to have repentance? Why? Maybe because the demons that we know and understand are the children of the falling, and Yahweh didn't give them, their parents, or even them, a space of repentance. Even in Hallel and his minions, have no space for repentance. But we as human beings, everything you do, it happens for a reason. You read things for a reason. I was reading in 2 Ezra chapter 9 and 10, and it talks about that. Ezra was asking Abba about why all these people got to die. Why isn't it all these people going to make it in the kingdom? And Yahweh, he had to come down on Ezra. I gave these people over and they shunned it. I'm paraphrasing. Chapter 9. Read it for yourself. And he said, even where there was space of repentance, they looked down on my repentance. They looked down on repenting. I'm giving them space to repent. Fix it. The world does not take the repentance. They don't. Nobody takes it. That's why Abba said, that's why all these people are going to die. And that's what he was saying. Because I am giving them a space, a place, a time. Nobody is repenting their ways. To continue to live the way they live. Said in there, how I blessed them. And it wasn't even keeping my Torah, but they still getting blessed. Yeah. Read it. Read chapter 9, 2nd Ezra. Read it. To bring it full circle. Demon hate that we can get. Repent. That we can go to Abba. And truly repent. Truly repent. They hate that. They do not like it. That Abba Yah gives a second, third, a thousand chances. Until, as the scripture says, shall we continue in sin? That our faith shall abound. I messed that up there. Somebody sent it to me, I'll read it. So we can, that our grace may abound. There you go. I got it. They're going to get to me. 11, fam. We're moving on. Matter of fact, before we go to 11, we want to talk about this road, the road that we're supposed to be on. Let's go to Matityahu. That is Matthew 28. Hold on. That's not it. 28. 7, starting at verse 13, and 14. Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, many there be which go in thereof. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And again, Second Ezra talks about these gates, talks about these straight and narrow, this one man path, one man at a time path, right? He talks about that. That's how straight and narrow that path is. It's a one person path. It ain't no going around that one person, ain't no walking out of line, none of that. You only can walk in a straight, narrow path. Never had to walk a straight line. Talking about, that's what Abba is talking about. And who is leading in that path? Yahushua HaMashiach. And we all are behind him walking that straight, narrow path. We all are behind. All. I'm sorry, family. I meant to read something, and I'm going to go back and read this story. And I missed that one. I don't know how I missed that. But it's in Matthew 28. Not that one. Mark 1. Mark chapter 1, 21 through 27. And again, we're talking about these unclean spirits. I'm going to jump ahead of myself, which I did. I don't know how I missed that. And they went into Capernaum. Straightway on the Shabbat day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. We're talking about Yahushua. This is Yahushua and his Talmudim. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribe. Even we got to stop there, though. Because remember what we're talking about, dominion and power. Dominion and power. When you look that word up, doctrine, it's only talking about teaching, how his teaching is, what he taught. We know what he taught. He taught the Torah. But he taught the Torah in such a way that, hey, believe what I say. He taught as if he had, no, he taught with the authority that was given to him. That was given to him. And I love it, though. I mean, family, those who are here in Bet Yahweh, and if you get a chance to ever listen to, doesn't the Moray teach the same way? They teach the same way as they have authority. Because they do. Because we're not just talking about the Moray. We're talking about the whole household of Yisrael who have this authority and power that is given to them. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribe. And it makes you think like, well, wow, how was the scribe teaching? We know for a fact that they didn't have authority. We know for a fact that they didn't have the power behind their words. It makes you think about how Yahushua spoke when he spoke. It broke things off of people. And we ain't talking about just that physical strength, power to lift up and throw a car, a ball of color. No, we talked about to remove demons off of people. Just his presence and who he was, that is the power and dominion that we're really talking about. Abba is giving us. When we talk, when we speak, our presence, when we come into a room, the Ruach that's on us It don't command attention from everybody, but it commands respect from everybody. You understand? Saying, oh, damn. And there was in there, God, a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone to do with thee, thou Yahushua, Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? See, who thou art, the Holy One of Yah. And Yahushua rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Or for what authority commandeth he the unclean spirits, and they obey him? Put yourself there. See the whole thing. Like, I was watching this dude. Commanding the unclean spirit. See it, I can tell. Had no authority over that thing. Said before, things Abba Yah allows us to see. Name of JC, there is no power. Scared of JC. That's about JC. He one of theirs. That's my little brother. Christ, that's my little brother. No power in that name. None. Facade. It is a fake power in it. Power in Yahushua HaMashiach. Recognize power isn't. So we see the whole story. Yahushua, he didn't even say nothing to the demon. You ever been somewhere or seen in the movie where a criminal, the police ain't even paying no mind, and he give himself up? Yahushua saw the demon. Yahushua knew the demon was there. Because the scripture don't talk about it. My imagination. Maybe he was walking towards him, and the demon had to say something before. And his thought that Yahushua was going to cast him out. And Yahushua was come to destroy him. Because that's why he asked that. Well, hey, it ain't our time yet. Why you here? Hey, I've been sitting in this synagogue comfortable. Oh, here for chilling for a good little while. Story within that. Within that story. It's another lesson within that lesson. Because how long this man with this unclean spirit was in that synagogue, and there's priests and rabbis and all these other mores and all these things that was in there. But the temple. In there. But when the power come, he understand and see the power. Spirit of discernment. Casting these unclean spirits off of one another when these portals, these doors open up. Recognizing them and getting them off of one another. It was said, scripture says, and there was a man in the synagogue filled with an unclean spirit. He wasn't outside. He wasn't around the corner. He was in there on a Shabbat day. An unclean, and it wasn't like the people. They weren't even surprised. Go back and you read it. They, the thing that they was astonished about, He just got rid of that demon. They listening to him. He commanded, and the demon just got up and got out of there. Convulsions, because when it says it to him, when you look it up, it's talking about convulsions. Like he's having a seizure, an epileptic seizure, which you see in the churches today. He tore his skin and tore him in the path. No, the man went in convulsion like an epileptic, and it came up out of him. Thing you see in the churches today. They weren't surprised. The only thing they were surprised at how easy it was for him to dispel the demon. He over there. That over top of him. They was astonished at that. Man, what? Who? That little Mary's boy. He's a little bit more than Mary's boy. That's Yah boy. That's Yahushua HaMashiach, who come down in his Father's name, right? And we understand what the Father's name, his character and his authority, right? So he has dominion over the earth and everything that's in it. And I missed that. I did miss that verse. That's in Matthew. Matthew 28:18-20, when he told the great commission, when he said, all power in heaven and in earth is mine now. I meant to read that, but if those who are taking notes, that is in Matthew 28:18-20. But he said, all power, heaven and in earth. He took that back from her left. He took it back. So he brought that authority down to us. He brought the dominion down to us, and he gave it to us. Took the keys from the Pharisees. Say, here, Kevin, you hold. Y'all got the keys to the kingdom now. And through the generations, pass them down, all the way down to Seth Yahweh, among many others. And we don't believe it's just us. Among many others that has the keys of the kingdom. Amen? Amen. All right, so we going back to Ephesians 6:10, family. And I know I'm down past that. Yep, I'm on 12 now. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high. When we go through those, when you do a study on those words, all those words, principalities, rulers, and high places, spiritual wickedness, you do a study on that. The same dominion that we have in the world. Dominion. Power. Do not truly understand what we're up against. We have to have the power and dominion of Yahushua HaMashiach if we truly going to rule in this world. If we truly going to walk in this world. The world don't understand what they up against. No clue. Things that he said that we wrestle against, not your brother, not your sister, but the spirits that's behind them. That's behind them, and not just them. They just in a long line of a plan that Hillel been using for thousands of years. Long plan, a long thought out, a method. A very careful plan against you. And every now and then, we fall right in his traps. Every now and then, we go right along with the plan of the devil. And that's the best way I could put it. Not just Hillel, not just Lucifer, not just the opponent, but the devil. That sounds just a little bit more a matter of fact, right? We fall in line with the devil. We do. But we also fall in line with Yahushua HaMashiach more times than we fall in line with the devil, right? Hopefully. He sneaks in every now and then in our moment of weakness or in our moment of rage or in our time of fear. And all those emotions that we go through, that's when he slides through. He rides those waves right there. All those. We talked about the spirit of fear, I believe, last week, right? Week before last one. And how that was one of the first spirits that came upon man, the spirit of fear. And he rides those waves. He rides them right into our mind. Let's read that 12 again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And think about it, though, family. And when you look up rulers, it talks about majesty, right? Those who are making power. So those who are making power, policies for and against the children of God, right? They about to try to ban the Bible or saying JC. If and we look at it, so what they saying JC? We don't care about JC, but trust and believe. I'm sure it is. Way to get rid of the word of Yahweh. It's a road to start. California has passed trying to pass a bill of the Bible being hate speech. Can you believe that? San Francisco, a legislation in San Francisco is being put forth for the calling the Bible hate speech. When any time you talk about these furry people or the LGBTQ, whatever, when any time you talk about that, anytime you try to teach your child that that's not the way to live, you can't, they consider that hate speech. I can't understand that. I can. I do. The world is wicked. And anytime you're coming up against it, it's going to buck. It's going to fight. Some homosexuals are coming out strong. And you ask me, they're part of a big part of Satan's plan to turn upside down Yahweh's kingdom. They ain't gonna be able to do it though. But they're part of his plan, big part of his plan. You know how disgusting that is in Abba's eye, Father, to look down and see that. How that's disgusting in Abba's eye. He called it an abomination. So, of course, he's leading that charge. Wherefore, so this is why, in other words, this is why you need to take on the armor. Everything I just read about, this is why. Take unto you the whole armor of Yah, that you may be to withstand in due day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I love that part right there. Because it's like he's talking directly to the men. Because when you look that word up, it talks about the loins, talking about the reprocreation, the thing that reprocreates. He's talking about that. So he's talking directly to the men. To y'all. Gird your loins up as a man, stuck together, not just, but the flesh, where we started at. We started out with Abraham's trained men. So that Father Abraham to Abba Yah. He's trained men. Gird your loins up. I like how direct Abba is. He's direct. This man who wants to twist and turn and give this opinion and that opinion. No, we know he bleak. Concrete. You ain't got to do a whole bunch of philosophizing, none of that. I ain't got no chaser for you. But straight to the point. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of shalom. Above all, is above all. This is the most, everything else is important, but this right here, most important thing that you must have, believer, all. Healed. Okay, can we look that word up, shield? Let's just see what I'm talking about. What are you talking about? It got to be something special. Let's look that up. What's that? Deros. And that is in the Strong's Concordance, the Greek section, G2375. And it is from G2374. A large shield, and then it got in parentheses, as door-shaped shield, right? Okay, we're going to go to G2374. Let's see what else we can learn about it. And what is that? Dora? Does that sound familiar a little bit? Dora. Woo! A primary word, Adora. What is he talking about? What is he? Above all, take the shield. This thing is pointing to a door, a portal. No portals earlier. Right? A door. What's a door? What is the door? What? Who is the door? Above all. His faith. Yeah, we just read about it last week. But of all the tribes that was out first about a shield tribe when we were talking about David's mighty men. Which tribe? Tribe had the shield and the spear first. Right? When they was going down about all their pedigrees and what they do and what was that? First Chronicles chapter 12. Go back and read it in your spare time. Right? Peter was the one that carried the shield. Come on, Albert. Come on. Why Judah had to be the one that carried the shield? And why don't we go up here and this book you talking about not just that shield that is the door? And why did Yahushua say salvation is of Yahuda by himself? This is the door that I was coming to. Those context clues in the word of Yahweh. And he gives us your time. Look up a word every now and then to look beneath what this is saying and go back and let him knit everything together for us. Right? Yahushua said, I am the way, the life, the truth. If you don't come by me, you're a robber and a thief. Door, right? He is the doorway, the shield of faith. So in essence, whose faith are we taking? Let me say it again. Above all, the shield of faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Wow! On in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Pulling down these things that try to come within our spirit. And we open up these doors. The doorways fall short. When we get scared, when we get angry, when we get all these emotions that open it up. Oh. And demons come through. See, CERN got it all flipped up around and twisted. They got it twisted about these portals. They trying to run this, I don't know what it's called, around a million, 100 trillion, whatever it is in a circle, so they can open up portals. No, fool. We open up these portals so these demons can come in. Something, sir. Anybody else who believe in that, please, see a door open up. You're going to see a portal open up. See, because of you. Because when he come back, he said, every eye shall see. Every tongue shall confess. Who's your HaMashiach? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got to try to open up no doors and open. Trust them. Them demons don't want you to open up no portals to let them out. Get you open up no portal and some off the wall angels going to come and, all right, we're going to take over everything. No, sir. They way smarter than that. Man, they are way smarter than that. No. Like the demon said we read about early in Brother Mark, are you here before our time to torment us? They know. They not trying to open up no portals. What they trying to open, only way they trying to open portals is in us. To slide within us. Why? So we can't repent. So we won't repent. So we'll die in our unrepentance. All right. I'm still where it was, man. 17. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is word of Yah. Praying always. That I had with that earlier when I was talking about. The sword of the Spirit. Yes, 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 yes. Think about that. The sword of the Spirit. It was just something that he was showing me about the sword of the Spirit, but I'm going to share it anyway. In order for you to be able to have the sword, you have to have the Spirit first. You have to accept the new covenant. That Spirit must be put in you, which is his word and his sword. He said it in Jeremiah 31:31, that I'm going to take my law and put it within their mind. So you can't be a Christian running around talking about you have the sword of the Spirit. You reject the new covenant. Torah. Have it. You reject it. You reject his word. All the other Israelites who do not even hold on to Yahushua, you reject that. Which is the word of Yah. And always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereof with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I'm going to give the final reading, Sammy. I'm going to go ahead and finish reading it out. It wasn't on my paper, but I'm going to read it. But that you also may know my affairs and how I do. A beloved brother and faithful minister in Yahweh shall make known to you all things whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that he might comfort you your heart. Shalom be to the brethren, and love with faith from Yah, Yahushua HaMashiach. Grace be with all them that love, amen. Grace be with all them that love our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach, in sincerity. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Shalom, family. Praise we got some out of these six weeks. And hallelujah, Toda Abiyah, for allowing me to speak. Thank you for your word once again. Thank you. Thank you. That is the end of my blog talk for this 6 weeks. Prayer, brother Yahweh will be up next. Yahweh going to have a mighty word through him. We know him. And Brother Harbell starts tomorrow too. Hallelujah. Yahweh will have a mighty word through him. And our brother Kanik L will be up tomorrow as well for the Torah portion. Yahweh will have a mighty word through him as well. And that is the end of my Torah portion once again, family. Let me close with a closing benediction and a prayer. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yeshua with hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, once again, for the journey you have taken us on. We thank you for your word, Father. We ask and pray that you continue to show us, Abba, to bring forth those unrooted seeds that we have allowed to be planted within our minds, Father, so we can uproot them, Father, so we can get rid of them, Father, so we can continue to change our minds, Father. Continue to be on one accord with you and your son, Abba Yah, with all Yisrael, Father, as the forces of darkness continue and get stronger, so shall the forces of light, Abba. We ask and pray that all our swords stay sharpened, all our feet stay prepared with your gospel, your whole armor be upon all of us, Abba Yah. Abba Yah, once again, for those who are ailing in any type of way, Abba Yah, physical, spiritual, emotional, Father, that you comfort them, Father, that your head be around them. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
For taking the things of the world off of my shoulders. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. My desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires.
I want wisdom, understanding. I don't want no Grammy. I wanna live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife to love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these bands. Them riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of hope. I want to get to the homeless, show them that he cares. I want to get a homeless, hope we almost out of here. Get your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keep it holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word, he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the Spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteous things that I desire. I want to see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in a pure heart, we gon' make the highest.
Desires pure. You made my desires pure. You made my desires pure. You made my desires pure. Made my desires pure.
I haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you had for me. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you had for me. You made my desires.
Shoulders.
You made my desires pure.
With the things of this world.
You made my desires pure.
I want to say thank you, Father.
You made my desires pure.
Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.